the 18th of August 2022. My name is Ronnie and this is the Mad Henry Radio Show episode number 38. Let's get to it with today's topic. I hate doing work independently.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. If you are faced with this question in your job interview, remember you do not need to pick working alone versus working in a team. If you are applying to a remote job, it may count against you, since you will have to know how to work independently in order to succeed. For instance, if you are an introverted person who does not like jobs that involve interacting a lot with clients and coworkers, you will feel comfortable with a role that requires you to work independently. That way, your prospective employer will know you enjoy the group environment, but that you are capable of working independently, too. If you demonstrate the benefits of working independently and in a team, your boss sees you are a well-rounded job candidate that would be an excellent fit in their company. If you are introverted, you might say you usually like working alone, but explain that you are able to work well with others, too. If you prefer working alone, with minimal interaction with other people, here are 10 introvert jobs you should consider. Find a quiet place to work by yourself, and see if one of these introvert jobs can provide the peace and quiet that you are desperately craving. If none of these jobs sound appealing, you can always look into other jobs that let you work on your own. We found a handful of jobs where you either work alone, or that involve the least amount of interactions with humans possible. It is somewhat ironic that a job centered around connecting with others is a job that has you working alone for the majority of your time. In an office, some people thrive in group settings, whereas others prefer to keep their heads down and work solo. While some people thrive on working in groups, others would rather take care of tasks on their own. Some roles will naturally require more team collaboration or individual work. Someone with a team player personality would rather collaborate with others in tasks and projects on the job, because extroverts tend to perform best when working with others. Solo projects may frustrate and bore them, and if they are not allowed to collaborate, they can become stuck. Introverts tend to prefer working independently than in teams, and generally do not like having to pitch information to others, particularly if they are not given enough time to prepare. One of the common reasons for disliking a job is because you do not like working with people. Rather than being a sign of laziness, disliking working is probably a sign you are disliking your work. By constantly reminding yourself what it is that you dislike about your job, you are only going to continue hating your job. As much as you hate working, you hate the thought of not working all the more. If you hate your job, chances are, it is because of the job itself, or perhaps because of your boss or colleagues. Whether you are being underpaid, your boss is terrible, or the work is just plain dull, there are a lot of reasons why you might not feel happy at work. Feeling miserable at work, but also feeling underqualified to do any other job, is a common experience. When your work feels desperate, drained, and unavoidable, it is an awful feeling. Whether you are miserable at work because of the money, stress, or whatever, do not just give in to lifelong job-related doom. If you are miserable on the job, consider taking steps to improve your working life, thus decreasing your stress levels and preventing other health problems in the future. Making positive changes wherever you can makes a big difference to your overall happiness at work. When you feel like your work is dull or repetitive, there are some small changes that can be implemented that will help to make your days more enjoyable. In addition to choosing a job with less stress, or a job that does not require many hours, you can also make lifestyle changes to lessen your dependence on work. Once you determine what makes you dislike working, you can target your job search toward occupations that are aligned with your personal needs. If you are never satisfied at a job, you are probably not working in fields or roles related to your interests or skills. When you are not getting assignments to do at work, or you are not getting any more opportunities, it can seem like you are stuck with a dead-end job. It is difficult to push yourself to perform well or work hard at work that you dislike. When a job is bad for your confidence, you may come to work feeling constantly in a bad place, especially as an Introvert, there is nothing worse than trying to concentrate on your work while having to deal with irritating colleagues and supervisors doing things like talking too loudly, being too emotional, or any number of other poor workplace habits. It is one thing to feel pressured at work on the days leading up to a big deadline, or get bored by a specific task that is part of your daily responsibilities. Being unhappy at work may impact your personal life, but a lack of satisfaction with life makes working much worse than it might be otherwise. If the problem is that work just does not fulfill you, consider looking beyond the workplace to find psychological fulfillment. If the reason you took the job was because of its proximity to home or the work-life balance, focus on that aspect of your career. You are not working completely on your own, as you might have to go into a house or a company for your job, but you are usually alone when doing your work. Look for jobs like farmhand. This job will require you to work a lot, but you will be outside and on your own most days. There are many different types of design jobs that can be done from home, so if you are interested in a job that requires you to work independently, this may be an ideal choice. If you like making crafts and DIY projects, it can be an awesome solo job for many people. Saying that you prefer working alone communicates to the employer that you do not need much of an arm-holding role in order to do this work.
This has been the Mad Henry Radio Show, episode 38. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.